Title: Stack an Amen Style Rewind Moment Using Groove Pull Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, but not the generic copy-paste stutter then reverse thing. We're going to make it feel performed, urgent, human, a little chaotic. And then we'll snap the redrop back into place so it hits even harder. Think of a rewind as two jobs happening at once. Sound design, yeah. But also crowd psychology. You're literally bending time in a way that makes everyone lean forward, because they know what's about to happen. The secret sauce here is groove pool, not as swing, but as micro-timing automation that we're going to print in stages. Set your tempo to something DNB neutral, like 174 BPM. Now create an audio track called Drums Amen. If you've got a full kit already, you can keep it in a group called Drums Main, but it's optional. And create another track for the rewind print. We'll call it Rewind Print. You can also set up an effects return if you like, but for this lesson, printing the rewind on its own track keeps it super controllable. Drop in a clean Amen break. One or two bars is perfect. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients, and keep transient loop mode on forward for now. The reason we start in beats mode is simple. When you start doing aggressive micro timing and chops, you want the transients to stay punchy. Complex modes can smear the attack in a way that kills the break's bite. Now open the groove pool. The whole concept today is stacking grooves, even though Live doesn't literally apply multiple grooves at the same time on one clip. We fake it by applying a groove, committing it, then applying another groove on top of the already committed timing. That's the trick. We want three grooves. First, a bassline swing. Something subtle, MPC-ish, around a 55 to 60% feel. Not too wobbly. Second, a more aggressive shuffle or push. This is the things are getting excited groove. Third, a micro rush groove. Something that makes the rhythm feel like it's leaning forward, almost panicking. If you don't have grooves you love in the library, here's the move that usually sounds more authentic. Extract groove from real audio. Grab a reference break, or even a second Amen loop that has the feel you want. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. That extracted groove carries timing and velocity fingerprints from an actual performance or break chop, and that's often way better than a generic swing template. Before we start committing anything, here's a coach move that will save you later. Make an escape hatch. Duplicate your original Amen clip to a safety lane, or just keep a clean consolidated version muted underneath. Because in advanced edits, you'll often want to undo only the last layer of groove, without losing the earlier baked-in feel. Stage 1. Your normal Amen feel. Select your Amen clip. Choose groove 1 in the clip's groove chooser. Then in groove pool, set timing somewhere like 20 to 35%. Velocity, maybe 10 to 25%. Subtle. Random around 2 to 6%. Just enough to make it breathe. Now commit. That prints the micro timing into the clip. And here's the big mental shift. Once you commit, you can edit transients, fades, and slice points with confidence, because your feel is baked in. You're not going to accidentally change the vibe later by bumping groove settings globally. Stage 2. Intensify toward the rewind. Duplicate that Amen clip into the bar right before the rewind moment. Apply groove 2 to this duplicated clip. Set timing more like 40 to 65%, velocity 15 to 35%, random 4 to 10%. Then commit again. You should already feel it. The break sounds like it's getting more animated, more restless, like the drummer is pushing. Stage 3. The panic rush. Split out just the last half bar, or even the last beat before your rewind. Command or Control E to split. Apply groove 3 to that tiny region. Now go extreme. Timing 70 to 100%. Keep velocity low, like 0 to 15%, because we're not trying to destroy dynamics right before the rewind. Random 0 to 5%. Tighter. Commit. At this point, your Amen should feel like it's escalating in urgency, not because you turned up volume, but because the micro-timing is getting more intense. Now we build the stutter that catches before the pullback. Classic rewind energy often latches onto a snare transient, or a crunchy little kick snare cluster. Zoom in, find that tasty transient, split a tiny region around it, then duplicate it several times, 4 to 16 repeats depending on how savage you want it. If it's a clean dance floor thing, 1/16 grid might do it. If you want it more frantic, try 1/32. But do not make every repeat identical. That's how you get that EDM gate sound. Instead, vary clip gain slightly, like plus or minus 1 or 2 dB, and add tiny timing differences, either by nudging a couple hits manually, or, even better, apply groove to only the stutter region. So, Apply a groove just to the stutter slice, timing 80 to 100%, velocity 25 to 45%, then commit. Now your stutter sounds like hands-on audio, not copy-paste. Also, micro crossfades are the difference between sick rewind and clicky edit. A time you slice audio like this, add tiny fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds, and a cool realism trick. Vary fade-out lengths on every second or fourth stutter hit. It subtly implies hand chopping. If you notice the groove starts flamming your snare, meaning the snare feels like it's double hitting or late in a bad way, don't immediately reduce groove across the board. Instead, isolate the snare as its own slice and keep it tighter while letting hats and ghosts swing harder. In DNB, the snare is often the anchor even when everything else is going nuts. Now we print the rewind. This is where it stops being a clip trick and starts becoming a real performable moment. Go to your rewind print track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record the last bar of your build, including that stutter and escalation. Now you've got a printed audio clip that contains all the hype you designed. On that recorded clip, right-click and reverse it. Turn warp on. Switch warp mode to Complex Pro for that smoother, tape-like smear during time stretching. If you want it dirtier, Complex works. If you want it more crunchy and grainy, texture can be a vibe too. Now create the drag, like a DJ pulling the deck back. This is important. Warp markers define the big motion. Groove adds performance feel inside that motion. So if the deceleration feels wrong, fix warp first. Put a warp marker right at the start of the reversed clip. Put another warp marker near where you want the rewind to stop. Then stretch the later portion, so it audibly slows down into the stop over about half a bar to a full bar. You're sculpting deceleration. Fast at the start, then increasingly slow and sticky. For extra realism, automate clip transpose slightly down during the pullback. Something like 0 down to minus 3 semitones over the slowdown. And here's a little pro detail. Don't just glide down. Add a tiny bounce right at the end, like dip down, then a quick up by 1 semitone right before the stop. That micro recoil feels like a hand letting go of the platter. Now for the advanced sauce. Groove on reversed audio. Yes. You can apply a groove to the reversed clip so the rewind itself has rhythmic wobble. Use groove 2 or your extracted groove, but keep it subtle. Timing 15 to 35%, random 0 to 5. Instead of committing immediately, try this workflow. Duplicate the reversed clip into 2 or 3 versions. One with timing at 15%, one at 35%, and one at 0% right at the stop. That way the rewind feels like it's being controlled and then snap tight at the end. Now let's process the rewind track with the classic system chain. All stock. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 58C, because rewind noise plus sub equals mod. If it feels boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 HC. And if you want more needle bite, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 KHC. Next, roar or saturator if you prefer. We want grit, but controlled. Drive the mids more than the sub. Keep mix around 10 to 35%. Then auto filter. This is where the rewind talks. Automate cutoff from something open like 12K HC down to maybe 1.5 to 3K HC over the slowdown. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, to get that whoop peak. It's a classic. Then echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Add a tiny bit of wobble for instability. And filter inside echo. Roll off lows below 200 Hz so your echoes don't smear the low end. Then reverb, short to medium, like 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. High pass the reverb around 300 Hz. Automate dry slash wet up slightly during the rewind, but here's the rule. Kill it at the drop. Hard cut that tail right before impact. That silence is part of the punch. Now we design the stop. Give yourself a micro mute gap before the redrop. 1/16th to 1/8th of a bar. That tiny silence is crowd control. You can fill it with a very short vinyl stop tail, or a tight little sub hit, but be careful, don't let it blur the downbeat. And when the drop returns, make it tighter than the build. That's the contrast that makes the rewind feel bigger. Layer your original amen again, either ungrooved or lightly grooved. Bring your main kick and snare if you use them. Add a crash or a ride for impact, and a tight sub note on beat 1 if it fits your tune. A key mistake is making the main drop as loose as the buildup. If the drop is late and sloppy, it won't hit. The build can be frantic. The drop should feel like it snaps back into focus. If you want to push this even further, here are a couple upgrade options you can try quickly. You can do a dual rewind, a tiny fake out pullback for like an eighth note, then straight into the Riddle 1 bar rewind. It creates a wait, what, moment before the full reload, or try a triplet panic stutter for the last beat before the pullback. Switch grid to 1/12 or 1/24, just for one beat, then go back to straight as the reverse begins. That little metric tilt feels physical, and for sound design texture, you can layer a needle noise on top using stock synth noise operator or analog noise oscillator into a bandpass around 4 to 10kHz, a bit of overdrive, and automate the filter downward as the rewind slows. Blend it quietly so the motion reads even on small speakers. One more high-level arrangement tip. Set up negative space. Two beats before the stutter, remove an element, like the hat loop or a mid-bass layer. The rewind reads clearer when the ear isn't already overloaded. Now, quick practice run to lock it in. Take a 2-bar amen loop. Build a 1-bar escalation using 3 groove stages committed. 25% timing, then 60, then 95. Make a half-bar snare stutter with groove applied and committed. Resample the last bar, reverse it, and sculpt deceleration with warp markers. Add your processing chain. Then drop back into a clean rolling section and make sure the redrop is tighter than before.